Welcome to the Restored Podcast, where we chat about functional nutrition, talk about the foundations of good health, and how to reset your body to the way God intended. For the first episode, I wanted to share a bit of history so you can know where I'm coming from and what this podcast is all about. You see, my passion for functional nutrition started 7 years ago when my husband Devlin, who had struggled with allergies all of his life, started to experience new and unusual symptoms. It seemed overnight that he became lactose intolerant, unable to handle even the hardest of cheeses, which are usually low lactose. Then even after we removed all milk products from his diet, he continued to struggle with digestive upset to the point where he wasn't even able to sleep at night due to the abdominal pain. At the same time, we were blessed with two darling boys, and I became interested in health and nutrition for my own sake, as well as for my husband's. I studied and learned how to lose weight and gain muscle and played with the idea of becoming a fitness coach. However, just 1 month after our second son was born, Devlin struggled worse than I had ever seen him up to that point. Throughout his life, in the days after getting a cold, he would break out in hives from head to toe. For days at a time, he would hold ice packs around his hands and feet to reduce the swelling and take Benadryl to help get rid of the hives just so he could sleep. This particular bout of hives in June of 2018 just wouldn't go away. After 2 weeks of being unable to work or do anything, we took him to the urgent care where he was prescribed prednisone. Prednisone is a particularly powerful corticosteroid that has to be handled in a certain way. If you take prednisone, you have to wean off of it. If you take it and just quit from a full dose, the allergy you are suffering from will come back in full force. Unfortunately, that is what happened with Devlin. So after a week of being on prednisone, he tried to return to work, but the hives came back the day he stopped taking it, which led him to have to take another course of prednisone to then wean off of. This left Devlin missing over a month worth of work and utterly exhausted from the pain. During this time, he had also taken Benadryl and ibuprofen, which actually worsened his condition to the point that he got hives all over his face as well. His gut biome was so tender that it began to develop more intolerances, and he became unable to eat any form of nightshade, from tomatoes, potatoes, paprika, or anything else in that family. This meant he couldn't have French fries, ketchup, hot dogs, which actually have paprika in them, we discovered, or anything gluten-free, since companies often use potato starch instead of flour. It broke my heart to see my strong, capable husband so tormented in pain with no answers. During this month, I sought to do everything I could to help him, looking up every remedy, wives' tale, and herbal supplement to take the pain away and make him comfortable. Prior to this, I wasn't even aware that the simple dandelion was so beneficial to the body. We were desperate for answers. Over the next 2 years, we began to learn about the way the gut biome works. We removed anything and everything that seemed to irritate his gut lining until finally we got him to the point where he could at least sleep at night without waking up with agonizing stomach pain. I started to learn about elimination diets and how to rebuild the gut biome. We decided to start a strict diet in January for 6 weeks to completely remove everything that wasn't organic meat and vegetables. I gave him a healthy course of probiotics as a supplement and read every single ingredient we ate. After those 6 weeks, we began to introduce different foods to see how his gut would react. As time went on, we eventually attempted a little bit of potato, and miraculously, he had zero reaction. In the next 6 months, we were able to reintroduce all of the foods he was previously unable to eat, with the one exception of soy lecithin, which took a couple years more. It was so relieving to finally see my husband able to eat without pain and finally to sleep peacefully every night. Now you might be asking, but what about the hives? Well, those took more time, as we had to treat it by incidence. He still had bouts of hives for the next 5 years if he got sick, but it seemed to take less time to heal, only in 4 to 6 days instead of 7 to 10. This last time he had a cold, we decided to take more initiative. He removed all sugar from his diet while he was sick. Then the moment he recovered, he began to drink dandelion root tea every morning and night. You see, dandelion root supports the liver as it detoxes the histamine that causes hives. This time, he suffered no hives and was able to work right through. The thing about functional nutrition is that every person is an individual with individual needs. One person might react heavily to bell peppers, while another can have bell peppers but not tomatoes. You have to find what works best for you and look at the history of the individual. After we were able to heal my husband's gut biome, he encouraged me to get certified and study more about this. I have loved learning how the body works and what we should do to take care of it. So soon after, I got certified as a nutrition coach and personal trainer, and I am currently finishing up a Bachelor's of Health Sciences at Liberty University. Over the years, I have helped several people restore health to their gut biome and regain their energy and a better quality of life. It is my goal to help everyone I can to learn how to listen to their body and no longer suffer the chronic cycle of symptoms and wondering what is wrong with me and what do I do about it. In this podcast, I will be sharing foundational, time-tested wisdom to teach you how the body works and how you can make informed decisions in regards to your and your family's health. If you enjoyed this podcast, give us a follow and share it with someone whom you think it would help. Until next time, God bless and restore health.